There's a lot of things that we're going to do today, but you know what? The Super Bowl, other than the commercials, other than eating, other than the halftime show, and I think we're gonna bump with Rihanna all day today. Why not? Other than all of that, you know what the Super Bowl is about?
What's that?
Gambling.
Yeah, money.
I read that there's going to be about $16 billion wagered on this Super Bowl. $16 billion with a B. That's about when I start playing the lottery. Dave Mason, Bet Online Sportsbook brand manager, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. We haven't gotten to $16 billion yet. How much activity have you already seen?
It's a ton. I mean, it's last Super Bowl was the biggest bet day in the history of the company, and we've been around for about two decades. So that was last year's Super Bowl. More on pace to break that this year. So it's going to be massive. I mean, this, everybody's doing it now. You know, this with everything that's happened in the States It's not a taboo subject anymore, betting, right? It's commonplace. It's like out on the forefront. Okay, good. It's like guys like me. I know. Everybody's been doing it for years, and now it's like, okay, now it's accepted. But that's just piling on. Now people are like, all right, you know, I'm not some kind of low life if I'm putting a few bucks on the game. So everybody's doing it now.
No, but look, my dad, you know, this is long before it became legal nationwide, although it's not legal nationwide yet, we're hoping. But my dad used to place a phone call every Sunday morning. We're on our way, actually probably on our way to Jets games. And he placed a phone call Sunday morning before we left.
Like, there you go.
And, you know, he had a guy at the corner candy store that whose name was Sam, and that was that. That's all I needed to know. And it's just fun, and hopefully people do it responsibly. I mean, look, I'm hugely into it I don't really wager, but I love to follow it, and I think it does add to the enjoyment of it. Are we so bored with the game that not just specifically this game, that wagers like Anthem Length, Coin Toss, Gatorade are like hugely popular?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what the Super Bowl is. It's not a game. It's an event. You know, there's the halftime show. There's the national anthem. I mean, these are all big stories. So, you know, it's betting on all these events within the major event, the Super Bowl. So, you know, over under national anthem, like, is always a popular one. Unfortunately, that's been kind of spoiled over the years because too much information gets leaked out once they go to rehearsal. So we used to do a lot more action on those, and now we have to close it like midweek just because suspicious betting comes in on, you know, there's some security guard out there with a stopwatch and at the rehearsal, and he's forwarding that information to your dad's bookie Sam up in North Jersey. And then Sam and all his buddies are signing up betonline.ag. And then Sam and his 20 buddies from North Jersey are hitting, you know, the over on Chris Stately. So that kind of stuff goes on. But it's fun. It's part of the event. It's part of the, you know, we this morning we got hit up by a bunch of action on Gatorade. Yellow, green, lime is the color, and everybody, a wave of action came in on that. I went from plus 165 to minus 150 within about a half hour.
Whoa!
So, yeah, so it's crazy, man, but it's fun, and, you know, it gets all the casuals out, too. You know, guys like, you know, we're the diehards, right? We're going to watch a game all year long, but this one gets, you know, the people interested who might not even really know what a teaser is or don't even know what a safety is, but they know, oh, Rihanna, I like Rihanna. Well, I can bet on what kind of lipstick she's going to have or what she's going to wear. So sign me up.
I saw Dave Mason from betonline.ag is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I saw it was an online thing. My friend Darren Ravel was answering questions. Is this a real prop or is this not a prop? Apparently you can bet whether or not Rihanna is going to have a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's been inspired by the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake controversy years ago.
It's so, the Panthers Super Bowl, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's always a mainstay now, you know, with people betting on whether there's going to be a wardrobe malfunction. you know, what she's going to wear and you know, just everything. It's crazy. I mean, we have a good marketing team. The marketing team comes up with these ideas 9 times out of 10. The, you know, the odds guys are kind of those math nerds, and, you know, they're just, we set them over all the ideas and they price them up for us. So it's kind of, you know, they roll their eyes. They're like, wait, you want a prop on what?
Right.
So, you know, they're just crunching their numbers. They got all their metrics and formulas and all this stuff. Whereas the marketing team is just like getting crazy and trying to outdo each other.
Dave Mason from betonline.ag is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. But so now we could also bet on America the Beautiful. By the way, the over under on Chris Stapleton 205 seems low to me. I don't know why it seems low. I think they always go over. And I don't know, maybe we just, I tried to find a video of him singing the national anthem at another event, but I couldn't do it. Why do people bet the coin toss? There's no value there.
Yeah, I mean, it's tradition more than anything. You know, the good thing about it, since it's literally a coin toss, it's 50-50.
Right.
We have, like, extremely low juice on it. It's, like, -101 each side. So, you know, that's next to nothing, whereas a regular spread would be -110. But it's tradition. I mean,
okay,
you'll take more bets, not volume, not money-wise, but we'll take more bets on the coin toss than any other prop. People just
really
put a few bucks on it. Yeah. I mean, people put a few bucks on it. People aren't betting serious cash on it, right? Well, there'll be some nickel bets, maybe some dime bets, but, you know, people are just putting a few bucks. If you've ever been to a sports book, a brick and mortar sports book for the Super Bowl, one of the loudest cheers you'll hear all game is when they put that darn coin. It doesn't matter if it's a classic Super Bowl with scoring back and forth and all sorts of lead changes and dramatic plays. The loudest cheer you're going to hear all game is that coin toss. So that tells you all you need to know.
What, I don't know if you even want to get into where you see value in, like, first touchdown score. Travis Kelce was anywhere from +650 to +700. That's fairly, I mean, it's decent value, but he's one of the favorites. Jalen Hurts is one of the favorites. But where is their value in first touchdown score? Is that even a good bet for you?
Yeah, I mean, value, it's hard to say, because a futures market like that, when you have, you know, 20, 30 options, there's going to be a little bit more built-in juice. So mathematically, I don't know if there is any value, but, you know, it's one of those props that they're popular for good reason. I mean, Travis Kelce, he was +650 during the conference championships, and we got beat up pretty bad on that. I don't know how you cannot go wrong taking Travis Kelce +600. Now, mathematically, it's probably not, you know, not good value, quote unquote, but I'm going to take it, play it. Travis Kelce 6-1. He's the favorite. He's a favorite for good reason.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
6-1 is a pretty, to me, is a pretty good bet anyway. I actually thought there was value in a non-quarterback winning the MVP of the Super Bowl. What I think I saw, even might have come from you guys. I see odds from so many different sources, but +250 for a non-quarterback to win MVP.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not good value.
I don't know. The quarterbacks dominate that market. So, you know, I don't think that's great value, but it could happen. It could happen. But to +250, I'd want more to bet that.
Okay. Dave Mason, betonline.ag, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. What percentage of your action is now just the game and the total?
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor! Flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Save up to $750 on select Whirlpool and Maytag appliances at Lowe's. Get deals on top items like the Whirlpool stainless steel kitchen suite and Maytag Pet Pro laundry pair. Plus, get free delivery when you spend $396 or more and free installation on items $599 or more. Shop appliances for less at Lowe's. Comparing normal cycle with pet pro filter and option to cycle using traditional agitator without pet pro filter and option. Results will vary based on fabric and type of pet hair. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details. Offer ends 3-1.
The spread, total, money line, the big three. Well, then you have teasers and parlays. Do you want me to include teasers and parlays into that? Are you talking the standard stuff versus props? Standard stuff. You know, props are increasing every year, especially with the same game parlays and prop softwares. And it's just crazy how much stuff you can bet on now. So, you know, I've told this story before, but back in the day when I started in the industry, we used to pat ourselves on the back that we had 300 Super Bowl props. I can still envision the sheet of paper that listed them all. And we're like, here's 300. This is incredible. Now it's in the thousands and thousands of props. So, go back to your question. During a regular season game, props will probably make up 15% of your action.
Right.
15% about, but for Super Bowl, it's about 50-50, maybe even more now. Because the same game parlays now are just so popular for these props that's just increasing the action big time. So it's probably about 50-50. Used to be probably a couple years ago, I would say 60-40 and siding with the traditional game spread, total, money line, parlay, teaser kind of stuff. But the props are coming on strong.
Have you noticed with so many different companies now involved, you're still seeing an increase in your own business? Isn't that amazing?
It is. I was pleasantly surprised the last few years. But when you think about it, there's just more people. Like, it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier. It used to be a taboo subject, right? And now it's accepted. You know, you turn on your favorite sports radio show or TV show, and the odds are just everywhere. The commercials are everywhere. It's almost too much, I think. And I work on front end of business, but it's almost, you know, too much. But so it's in everybody's face. So A, there's more people interested in it, and B, it's just not taboo anymore. People are like, we're on the fence. Well, is it? Can I do it? Am I a bad person? Now it's like, oh well, everybody's doing it. You know, my favorite TV host is talking about some same game parlay he's betting. I'm allowed to do that, I guess.
All right, final thing. Do you anticipate, have you seen late action that is moving line total, you know, one way or the other in a significant way?
Yeah, the movements were early. I'm not going to say, well, wow, look at that. Just speak of the devil. I'm looking at the odds. We went from 51 to 50.5 on the total right there. We've been set at 1.5 for a week now. Eagles minus 1.5. It opened up actually KC minus 1.5. Eagles became favorites real quick. But like I said, for a week now, Eagles have been minus 1.5. Total, it was bits bounced back between 51 and 49.5, but it's been settled at 51. But like I said, just right now that we're talking, it's down to 50.5. So the thing with the Super Bowl, I mean, a lot of the value is gone early. The odds are up there for 2 weeks. Right. Sharps are acting early. By game time, those odds are pretty darn sharp. So you got to get in these odds early. I never understand how people just sign up or deposit Sunday game day and start betting because the sharps have already knocked those numbers into shape.
Yeah, you got to get on it Sunday night after the conference championship games. Dave Mason, betonline.ag, brand manager. Thank you very much. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you next year.
Thank you so much. Take care.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.